producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I believe it's Kurt Nemo, one of our great writers, but he usually does the front page graphic for Infowars.com. This system is the opposite of a social compact. This is a construct or a contract for global extermination and slowly turning the lights off. Speaking of eugenics, speaking of global government. Again, I butchered that, so I'll read it again. I can't even read my own statements that just came out of my mind. This system is the opposite of a social compact or a social contract, I added. This is a contract for global extermination and slowly turning the lights off. And that is exactly what the New World Order is. Neo-feudalism, in the words of the UN Biological Diversity Assessment, 1996. Now, the one online is the summary. I went to UT and looked it up because I'd read in a New American magazine article that it talked about bringing back human sacrifice like the Aztecs and making a life about how humans are bad and breaking up the family and, you know, doing all this other weird stuff and turning humans against themselves. And sure enough, I went, looked it up, and there it was. And I've got copies of that in my film Road to Tyranny, you know, video I shot of the actual printout from the UN. I remember seeing quotes of David Rockefeller. The internet was around in 96, 97, but people hadn't put scans on it yet, you know, of a lot of things. Went down to the microfilm. We have footage of us in Endgame at the microfilm, at the microfiche. Run it through there. Pull up David Rockefeller and saying how great Mao Zedong was and how he supported that for China and the rest of the world and how he admired him. What a great experiment it was. The Chinese government says Mao killed 84 million people. Our government says 65, 66 million. Whatever. Give or take 20 million. Let's just say he killed 65 million people. I mean, I read mainline books about Mao, what they admit, that he would never bathe and would have sex with like 10 women a day. And enjoyed the fact he would just go through villages and demand, point out the women he wanted, and he liked the fact that he stunk so bad. I mean, I don't want to get into details, but this is who socialists worship. Their religion is dumping drain cleaner, Drano, or other brands in their eyes and having you pay for it. They're coming. They mean business. Caitlyn Jenner is stunning and beautiful and is the most honorable, courageous person on earth. It's not Audie Murphy. It's not George Washington. It's not Jesus Christ, who gave his life to transcend for others. It's not Muhammad Gandhi. It's not Martin Luther King. It's Caitlyn Jenner, the stunning, stunning hero, and Kanye West and all these stupid stunt artists. I mean, who cares? Kanye West, his stupid wife, his stupid dad, all these stupid people. I mean, I'm going to throw up. This is the false culture. They just vomit all over us with a stench and then go, oh, it's so good. I mean, they could have a trendy go out and run ice picks in their eyes and take their tongue and slice it off and just slit their, and just go, ah. And the liberals would go, ah, we worship you, our God, ah. Or like have some like pot-bellied pedophile stumbling around, you know, going, oh my gosh, it's so wonderful. And everybody would fall down and worship it. I mean, I just can't take it anymore. It's so alien, it's so sick, it's so degenerate. Listen to that guitar. That is so good. Let's just crank that up for a moment. Da-da-da, 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 da-da-da. We'll be back. I'm going to get into Greenwald. Obama cannot simply apologize for committing war crimes. Hillary now flip-flop on Obama trade and more.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting, storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWarsSelect. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
InfoWars.com. Evidence points directly. Evidence shows Clinton ran a parallel outsourced State Department. Clinton received help from George Soros to run shadow government. And that's what Tosh Plumlee almost 3 years ago said on this show, and the Justice Department threatened to indict him. High-level whistleblower, CIA contractor who retired after he came on the show. He said they used the State Department as the cutout to get around federal law because she could remove the export or import ban on anything. Radioactive materials, heavy weapons, aircraft, missiles, components, diagrams, designs, blueprints, the goods. And when you look, it's Tony Blair, it's Clinton, Wayne Madsen breaks it all down. He's joining us in the third hour, investigative journalist working for InfoWars.com. The story is very important. It needs to go viral. It needs to go viral now. Also breaking, this is from GrudgeReport.com. This just happened about 20 minutes ago. Republican mess. Now McCarthy drops out. He was the direct minion, of course, of John Boehner. And Walter Jones and Congressman Webster and others are leading the fight not to have an establishment person be the new Speaker of the House, not another rhino, another neocon. And they've got headlines all over the country saying, will Matt Drudge go after Mitch McConnell, the leader of the Senate, next? So it's on. They know that real conservatives, real libertarians are done with these people. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy has pulled out of the race for House Speaker, throwing further doubt on congressional leadership ahead of a crucial budget negotiations. Well, they just keep upping the debt, so why does that even matter? If we don't get good people in, it's like, hurry up, put an establishment guy in. It makes you look dumb. Don't have a fight over the speakership, because they want to get another rhino in there who will give Obama and the globalists all the political cover they need to keep Obamacare in place, to keep the borders open, to get the gun control through. They are so scared of a Tea Party takeover of the entire House, and maybe even the Senate, and we're inches away. 69% of Hispanics don't want open borders, and they sell it like it's racist. I mean, every country's got to have borders. We're the most open in the world. But they spin it like, you know, this new Joe Biden video where he's meeting with a Hispanic group, and he goes, it's horrible how you're getting kicked around and abused by the racist people in the Republican Party. I mean, give me a break. Imagine if I showed up in Mexico City and went, I'm here for my free welfare, and I'm here for my free health care, and you better give it to me because you're racist if you don't. People would laugh at me. Go, man, we got our own lives and bills to pay. We can't take care of you. And I always see these leftist comments on Facebook whenever I'm opposing open borders from the Middle East into Europe and the United States. They go, well, why are you Republicans for all these wars then? I was against those wars. I'm a libertarian. I was against Bush. Pat Buchanan was too. In fact, almost half of conservatives and libertarians, well, more than half of libertarians, but almost half of conservatives were. And then after the war turned out to be a fraud, most of them were. But that isn't the debate here. Just because we did something wrong before doesn't mean we do something wrong now. And notice how Obama has totally destabilized the Middle East and invaded a bunch of countries as well. I don't make that a partisan issue. It's a globalist issue. They control both parties. And this is about changing that so they don't control both parties. A lot of these Democrats hate the Tea Party. Don't you see that both political parties are after it? Don't you see the big money is given 10 to 1 against it? It's because the Tea Party is constitutionalist. The Tea Party's for low taxes, sovereignty, and guns, and pro-life. The globalists are pro-death. The globalists want to control society. The globalists want a top-down system. They don't want a free market. And the ideas that are left over in the Tea Party, though imperfect, are the stuff of America, the stuff of freedom, the stuff of prosperity, the stuff of liberty. And that's why they're desperate, by controlling the Republicans to keep us down, and we're attacking at their weakest point, the Republican Party, to take that thing over. Because it's been the loyal opposition that at least acts like it's there to fend off the crazy Democrats. The Democrats aren't crazy. They're rulers. They've got many times on average more money. I think in the Senate the numbers are, they did a national study a couple years ago, the average Democrat and the Senate has six times the money of the average Republican, and the average Democrat in the House has three-plus times. I mean, folks, these people are billionaires and hundreds of millionaires and gangsters. And, I mean, it's like Nancy Pelosi's husband, you know, gets huge contracts for nanotech and biotech, billions of taxpayer money. I mean, it is just, they are screwing people over left and right. And same thing with Barbara Boxer and Dianne Feinstein. I mean, Harry Reid and his sons. He's got more sons than a cockroach has. And they just all run giant companies and just grab government yummies. I mean, it's just a huge feeding frenzy. Well, they sit around talking about poor people all day. I'm going to throw up. absolutely throw up. The Democrats are the filth. The Democrats are the globalists. The Democrats are the top of the pyramid. The Democrats run the show. The Democrats know where the bodies are buried. The Democrats run the race politics. The Democrats created the Ku Klux Klan. The Democrats funded Hitler. The Democrats are pure trash. Let me keep going. And the Republicans are like the mutated little evil Igor that waddles around and going, yes, master, yes. Now, there's a, for the first time, half of members of Congress are millionaires. Democrats worth more than Republicans. And that's a story out of AllGov, everything our government really does. I don't know what source that is, but I don't know how much they claim the numbers are, but I've seen those. Look at the hysteria, though. The wicked flee when none pursue. SWAT team descends on school over students' Halloween costume. You know, or over backfires, but, you know, Al-Qaeda coming in over the southern border is no problem. Sanctuary cities now 340 developing. 9,295 illegals released from jail. 6,460 still at large. Well, that's got to be like in a week or something. It's hundreds of thousands a year. Cubans flood USA. Drone bursts into flames over quiet Hampton Street. Psychic robot can guess your intentions. These are Drudge headlines. Google brain rot, third of adults search without remembering answer. Death ray gun knocks out drones from a mile away. School locked down multiple times over third grader terrorizing building. Police are called when he screams. Oh, my gosh. I mean, this is just ridiculous. I think the new American flag should be a woman pouring Drano in her eyes and saying and the word trendy with a little guy with a mustache smiling. And let me be clear, I'm not against mustaches. It's just I'm just saying that's kind of the symbol for whatever reason. Because as long as you got Drano in the eyes and a little mustache, everything's fine, excuse me. Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm already getting a little bit batty here because this news is so over the top. Before I get into New Zealand, confirms that TPP would extend copyright terms in many countries, block U.S. plans to reduce terms. Before I get into the really big news in the next segment, mandatory vaccinations don't violate children's constitutional rights, Supreme Court says. And how huge an ultra-massive development that is, I thought I would get to the White House apologizing about the drone strike that killed a bunch of Doctors Without Borders. In my experience, Doctors Without Borders is a, not all of them, but a goodly portion, and it's basically an intelligence front. And it looks like the Afghan government knew that a bunch of Al-Qaeda people were in and out of there and basically called strike in on where they thought they were at. Because if you want to take out Al-Qaeda, I mean, you do want to hit Turkish bases on the border with Syria. You want to hit Israeli bases right there. I'm not saying hit them myself. I'm just saying that's where Al-Qaeda is. And then over in Afghanistan and Central Asia, it's the same story. I don't think we'll ever know what really happened with the situation. But Greenwald says Obama cannot simply apologize for committing war crimes, completely lacking in all credibility. And I agree. So that's a more, you know, liberal I can respect because he actually stands up against Obama's open militaristic fascism. Let's go ahead and go to that clip. That is a stunning clip, is it not, of the White House apologizing.
This morning from the Oval Office, President Obama spoke by telephone with Doctors Without Borders International President Dr. Joanne Liu to apologize and express his condolences for the MSF staff and patients who were killed and injured when a U.S. military airstrike mistakenly struck an MSF field hospital in Kunduz, Afghanistan over the weekend. The President assured Dr. Liu that the Department of Defense investigation currently underway would provide a transparent, thorough, and objective accounting of the facts
and pigs fly
and circumstances of the incident.
An Easter Bunny attack.
If necessary, the president would implement changes that would make tragedies like this one less likely to occur in the future. After completing that call, the president telephoned Afghan President Ashraf Ghani to express his condolences for the innocent loss of life in that incident. The president commended the bravery of Afghan national defense and security.
We're going to go to break. But see, now the president's above the law when they commit war crimes. If he chooses, he might make some changes. See, because no one can review him. He's God.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Went down to Georgia. He was looking for a child steal. The CPS was in a bind. He was way behind.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind. He was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, because I think I'm better than you. The boy said, my name's
That
Johnny,
is the great Charlie Daniels, a listener of the show, a guest of the show, another patriot, fighting the globalist, making documentary films, exposing Agenda 21. Didn't he just have like his 80th birthday or something? But if you lose, the devil gets your soul. Some good stuff. Now, I will tell you, what is not good stuff is this. This happened on Tuesday, and I was not aware of it till Wednesday because listeners were commenting on an InfoWars story, and I go into there looking for news tips, and they were like, I wish InfoWars would cover this. Well, thank you. Because we're not perfect. Again, we miss a lot of stuff. So much is happening. This is so big. And sure enough, I followed the links. I found the Associated Press. I found Reuters. I found KQED News. Here are the headlines. Supreme Court says mandatory vaccinations don't violate children's constitutional rights. The U.S. Supreme Court has refused to hear a case challenging the state of New York's public school vaccination requirement, which requires all children to be vaccinated prior to attendance at public school. The failure of the Supreme Court to hear the case effectively states that mandatory vaccine of all public school children doesn't violate their constitutional rights, because that's what the lower court said. Now, let's talk about what this really means. 30, 40 years ago, there were maybe 7, 8 vaccines they really pushed and tried to claim were mandatory when there was no law, but they would lie and say there was. Then they had regulations passed to have vaccine exemptions for conscientious objection, religious, or medical. And some states have them all. Some only have two. Some now only have one or none. True forced inoculation. Now there's about 54 vaccines that they're, on average, in states, lying and saying is the law, and you must take it through the health departments, advising the schools, the colleges, the hospitals, and now the private businesses. They're now trying to say, if you work in food preparation, you got to take it. One of the articles I meant to send you guys and I didn't was flu vaccine increases flu risk. It's Mercola with a link to ABC News with a headline. Because I meant to have that in the stack to show folks. Then they lie to you and say it's safe and effective and hand out fact sheets at major pharmacies or at big school inoculation events before school in August, where they get on the news and say it's the law, take it, don't let your kid die. Safe and effective, and they hand out a fact sheet saying safe and effective. You might have some swelling at the injection site, but there are no side effects. The actual sheet that comes with the MMR, the flu, you name it, hepatitis, the list goes on and on, admits that it can kill you, give you neurological disorders, give you cancer, cause Guillain-Barre's. The list goes on and on. And then they've never chosen a flu vaccine that was the right mutation. They've never. And ABC News reported back during the H1N1 that it doubled your chances. We'll put it back on screen. You just found it. Double your chances. New study confirms flu vaccine really does increase your risk of serious pandemic flu vaccine. And that's the Canadian government. Now, we already knew that and had virologists on and guests on to break that down. But it is a giant hoax. Then I've got the articles here. I was looking for stuff from 96. I didn't even know. I knew 96 and 2000 it had come out in the news. I didn't even know that there was a new article a month ago out of mainstream news, a bunch of them, in Kenya, where MD medical doctors with the Catholic Church, by the way, who are real Catholics, went and tested the tetanus shots again, and guess what? They had the hormone added to sterilize women during the second trimester. So DNA vaccine sterilizes mice, could lead to one-shot birth control. Remember that story this week? And what do they use to do it? What do they use? They use the GM RH blocker. And then now you can go find the article, Mass Sterilization, Kenyan Doctors Find Anti-Fertility Agent in UN Tetanus Vaccines, the exact same hormone. So you go ahead and take your shots, folks. The point is they're coming
on the march.
With weapons to attack us. This is physical
Alex
assault.
Jones and the
this
GCN
is line of the sand,
Radio
folks.
Network.
You have a right to defend yourself.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting, storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we get a lot of questions, and here are some of the answers. Our products are naturally low in salt, a quarter of many others, at 677 per pound dehydrated weight, or 277 calories per dollar. We're one of the least expensive in the industry. Everything is non-GMO and MSG-free. We gladly make free substitutions. Most orders ship the next business day. $99 is our everyday price at both 800-700-2184 and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and we put a high value on your privacy, and we never use high-pressure sales. Everything is packaged and shipped from our plant in Southern Oregon. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184, 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
I'm your host, Alex Jones. We are live here Monday through Friday, Lord willing, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We return, of course, weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, with the hour-long InfoWars Nightly News with myself and the rest of the amazing crew like Jakari Jackson, Leanne McAdoo, Rob Dude, Darren McBreen, David Knight, and so many others like John Bound, the great writers, the reporters, Kit Daniels, Adon Salazar, Mikhail Phelan. I know I'm leaving people out here. Kurt Nemo, Paul Watson. Paul Watson is on a plane. I would guess he probably has just now gotten over the continental United States, coming in over the north from England. I'd imagine he's about over Maine right now. And he'll be landing in Austin in about 3.5 hours. And so he'll be in studio with us tomorrow. He'll be on the Nightly News all through next week with us in studio. Really, really do look forward to having Paul Joseph Watson here at the Com. We, of course, also have the Sunday broadcast that will be live. I'll be hosting it this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., Central Standard Time, and we will have our reporters, Jakari Jackson, and, of course, Josh Owens and Joe Biggs in Oregon, in Roseburg, covering the president vampirically, trying to suck the Second Amendment out of the American people on the backs of the people sacrificed by another Democrat, anti-Christian mental patient. Because the new fetish is, you know, cut your arms and legs off, go mass shoot people, pour Drano in your eyes, you know, just be hateful, be destructive. It's the goblin creatures that serve Obama. He also has a lot of well-meaning idiots that follow him around as well, just like the establishment Republicans do. McCarthy, who it seemed invincible, he would be the new Speaker of the House, the aide-de-camp, the man who would be there. He now has gotten out of the race. Of course, Boehner says he'll leave at the end of this month. Admits he stayed to defeat a leadership battle to keep one of his neocon rhino creatures from getting in. And a battalion of patriots in the House have been able to really have a big effect. I wasn't seriously saying it's a battalion strong, but there are legions of patriots behind them. I would say there might be in the House half a platoon of patriots. You know, maybe 50 good people is what Jones is saying, but that's enough in a leadership battle to force the Democrats to openly endorse the neocon, which then just wakes up conservatives and libertarians even more. Until a little bit in the next hour, we're going to get Larry Nichols, the consummate Clinton insider's take on this whole situation. He would have joined us Tuesday when Matt Drudge showed up, but he was in the hospital. He definitely needs your prayers and support, but he has been really calling it like it is with Hillary, saying that she'd use the underdog status, would come out roaring soon. She's now done that. We're going to talk to Larry Nichols here in just a moment, but before we do that, I want to do more than just thank you for financially supporting this broadcast. It's very expensive to fund 50-plus people, a bunch of reporters, camera folks, engineers, the equipment, the bandwidth cost, the building cost, the electricity, the payroll, just all of it. It goes on and on. And we built a one-of-a-kind operation, so it's very special, and it really belongs to everybody. That's why I include all these other guests, all these other hosts, all these other people. It's bigger than Alex Jones. This is really a precious brain trust. As Matt Drudge said, and he knows media more than anybody, even mainstream media admits this guy's got his finger on the zeitgeist, and he said everywhere he goes, it's a chain reaction of people listening to the show. I talked to station owners that are putting us on big stations now. And they go, well, I guess what you said has been proven true. I thought it was crazy 10 years ago. And people now want to hear you. And everybody I talk to knows you. And so we're putting you on. And we've seen you've gotten good ratings in cities on small stations up against big ones. So we'll see what you do on a big one. But does that really say, oh, great, everybody's waking up? It kind of says how far down the rat hole we are. But the money bomb was a victory, I guess, to raise $1 million. We did some of the breakdowns of real cost, a little bit under $1 million now, but that sounds like a lot. It's not. Just the satellite for TV that we're now getting on some stations is about $400,000 a year, closed captioning, $100,000. That's federal law. We have to do that. And then all the rest of it, other equipment, $1 million just allowed us to comfortably do that, we think, safely. But then if sales go down the next 2 weeks, people don't buy the Nation I.X2. They don't buy the water filters. They don't buy the storable foods. Then we don't continue with what we normally need just to fund the operation. So we have the very best vetted products from my research and my belief. I bring you what I use, whether it's G2 filters from ProPure, 10% off with free shipping right now till next Wednesday. Prostaguard, the strongest. I mean, it really is. Everything that's known to be good for your prostate, organic, concentrated. I mean, it costs like $19 to get a bottle of Saw Palmetto like this. This has the same dose as a leading competitor with a whole bunch of other stuff in it that's known to be good. So InfoWarsLife.com, 20% off on that. And then 10% off. We have the introductory special. This is not as good as that, but it's close. 10% off the My Patriot Supply, InfoWars Select Foods, and InfoWarsStore.com. Their full spectrum of freshly packed latest food from their factory. High quality, clean, last 25 years. You can get 10% off the already lowest price. That is a giant discount, InfoWarsLife.com, or call 888-253-3139. And if you want your survival shield, Nation Iodine, it will sell out any day, and then it'll be 3 to 4 weeks before we get more of the game-changing good halogen. There's a lot of folks pushing iodine now. Nobody did before we did. And saying they've got this, they've got that. Well, you know what? I would have already been selling that. I'd be selling 10 different types. There, no one that we know of has deep earth crystal source that turns bright blue, purple on paper, not red. The real iodine purple, folks. Okay? I mean, the stuff we get so pure, we have to go through the DEA to get it. Because if you get the raw stuff, you can do a lot of things with it. I'll leave it at that. Not with the bottles you buy from us. But major hoops have to be jumped through to get this. Other folks get it from seaweed, and it's not the same thing. This stuff, your body doesn't have to break it down. Boom, into the blood. And talk to a physician first, because I took this stuff for 3 weeks, went through major detox a couple of years ago. And people calling going, whoa, you're not kidding. And he has like a 4.8 review. I mean, all of a sudden this stuff comes out, it's coming out of your skin, at least in my experience. The liver cleanse is back in. That was sold out for 3 months. Liver Shield is back in, InfoWarsLife.com, and your purchase makes this whole broadcast possible. Finally, spread the word about every AM and FM station you're listening to and become a sponsor or support their sponsors and thank the station managers as well. And just don't tell friends and family or coworkers. Tell people at red lights at the checkout counter. This is what it's all about. Okay, let's go ahead now and go to Larry Nichols, who was inside the Clinton crime operation, helped him get elected governor, but wouldn't be part of the MENA Arkansas cocaine dealing that we've had multiple guests on about that even came out in mainstream news. Wouldn't be part of the murder of children. Hit his knees, repented like Saul of Tarsus, had that come to Jesus moment, and it was part of the Clinton Chronicles 1 and 2. We put out a free video called The New Clinton Chronicles 2015, where we went up and interviewed him. He needs your prayers. He needs your support. Larry, I don't want to keep you too long today because I know you just got out of the hospital. Do you want to go ahead and just square up with folks and tell them the situation you're in, or you want to just move on and not talk about it?
Hey, MEK, Alex, I wish I would have heard you earlier this week. I was told, not to get off the subject, I was told that with my lung situation, I needed to get the pneumonia shot and the flu shot. So I got them. I just spent 4 days in the hospital and nearly died.
I didn't even know that, Mike. My God.
Yeah. Just, you know, folks, please beware about that stuff. Don't fall into that thing that it's they say it was a dead virus, that it couldn't hurt you. Yeah, well, let me tell you, it hurt me. Now, Alex, I got...
Well, I mean, Larry, as you know, doctors until 5 years ago would always say a sick patient with cancer or a pregnant woman should never take a vaccine. Now they more aggressively push it because they don't want anyone to ever think it might be bad. So instead they go, no, pregnant women need 2 flu shots.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
They told me I needed 2, but I just got the 1 of them with the pneumonia shot.
Well, tell folks what happened to you. I mean,
my lung collapsed. My lung collapsed. I just went into, I dehydrated, everything in my body left, and it took 4 days in intensive care just to get here today. Now, I'm here today because, Alex, I'm telling you, it's happening. It's happening fast. Remember what I told you about a month ago? I said, watch for Biden. Well, here's what's going on, folks. Barack Hussein Obama is taking Hillary out. They're getting rid of her. Why? Because remember, to pull off the FEMA provisional government, you've got to get the president and both houses of Congress have got to agree that there's a state of national crisis. Bill and Hillary Clinton are the only ones that have enough power to go around and stop congressmen and senators from voting that away. So Obama now has put Biden out there, and he's going around directly. I found out from a very high person just yesterday, somebody very high in the former RNC, used to be a chairman, by the way, and he's sitting down. Al Sharpton is going into 5 or 6 major cities, and they're hiring paid harassers. Paid harassers. Now, why is that? Remember, all it takes to trigger a FEMA crisis, Alex, is 4 or 5 cities that break out all at one time. You know, Black Lives Matter, whatever you want to call it. And when that happens, then the people in the communities are going to panic because there's law enforcement's not going to be able to.
Sure, this is how Soros just brought down Ukraine, playing off 2 different groups against each other.
There you go.
Catholics off against Russians, Westerners off against Orthodox. And you can see Soros funding in here. It's on record.
It's on the record. It's happening. Now, Alex, remember all those years that you talked about the FEMA camps and everybody called you crazy, called us crazy? Well, they're going to call us crazy again. But you better get ready, folks. Barack Hussein Obama is no more planning to leave the White House than I plan to be a duck. Matter of fact, I'll probably be a duck before he leaves the White House. He is doing everything in his power. He is setting up his circle of power. Now, remember when I told you Netanyahu, what Netanyahu told me? Benjamin Netanyahu told me that as a part of the Iranian deal, that Obama was setting up what? They were negotiating what?
With
ISIS. Yeah. They were setting up a unified Islam. A unified caliphate. What did we hear today? The Russians are bombing our guys. The Russians are actually bombing our guys. Now, our guys consist of 9 people that we spent $500 million to train to fight ISIS. Alex, everything is moving towards Islam, but I got to story to scare you to death. Now, you and I are going to have to talk off air because people's lives are literally at risk. Just got this. Friend of mine in California, friend of yours, by the way, in California knows a person that details cars, has a big detail operation, and he details for the major car dealers in California. Let's just leave it there. He was detailing one. And it's for a Pakistani dealer owner that owns 3 major dealerships. And when he was cleaning the car, he opened up the glove box and out fell an ISIS flag. Now, folks, that black flag is a war flag. Do you hear me? That's a war flag. That's not a, we're proud to be a Muslim. It's not what that is.
Well, that's we're conquering you. We're going to chop your head off flag. It's a war flag.
That's right.
It's a Wahhabist Al-Qaeda flag.
Alex, that literally happened yesterday. And with your permission, I'd like to explore it a little more. The problem is with our government, it's risky. It's risky for the people that saw it. You know that. There's that flag right there. It's dangerous. But they're here now, Alex. They're here now. And Obama is working to set us up as a caliphate under Islam.
Let me continue. Look at how they've used Europe with the French president saying, we're under an emergency. This is total war. Give us emergency powers to stop the influx of immigrants that they advertise to come in. They're doing the same thing here. It's destabilizing on purpose so they can seize power. And now even The Guardian's reporting total financial collapse coming this winter.
And did you see today where the Prime Minister of England finally came out and said, Islam's bad. Islam's bad. I mean, he literally came out and said it, yet our president refuses to, refuses to. So, Alex, I'm going to say this. we're in more danger, and I'm not hysterical. I'm not an alarmist. I'm not a conspiracy nut. I think if you look, Alec, pound for pound, you know this, I hope. Well, you had Matt Drudge. Matt will tell you. Pound for pound, look at the stuff I've said over the years, and look what of it's come true.
I'm we were talking about you at dinner, and he said, what's old's new? Absolutely.
Yeah. Look, guys, I'm trying to tell you the truth. This is my country, and I love it dearly, and I'm trying to do everything I can to save it. As a matter of fact, Sal, I made a video. It's called States' Rights. The only way we're going to save this country is with states' rights. And people can get it right here. It's the only other video I've ever done. I don't do videos, but this
In fact, I wanted to have you on separately about that, but we're going to break. Come back and tell us about that. You're absolutely right. We've got to take the states back and say no to what's coming. And people being aware is the key. And I want to ask you, how big a deal is it the Republicans kicked out Boehner? They're now kicking out McCarthy. I mean, there is a pushback. This is good news, and it's not a word for Hillary or Obama, but clearly you said months ago that it's Obama going after Hillary. Look for Biden to get in. That means that they're taking her out, and you're saying more evidence of that is now mounting. So who's worse, a Hillary or an Obama? We'll talk about it all straight ahead. I just do not know what's worse of those two. It's like cancer or being hit by a Mack truck. I mean, I just...
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This hour of GCN brought to you by LeSig. Kick some ash with LeSig's high-quality e-cig kits and e-juices. Like us on Facebook for a 10% discount. Call 870-525-1440 or visit LeSig.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th at the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
After 30dayfoodsupply.com, we get a lot of questions, and here are some of the answers. Our products are naturally low in salt, a quarter of many others, at 677 per pound dehydrated weight, or 277 calories per dollar. We're one of the least expensive in the industry. Everything is non-GMO and MSG-free. We gladly make free substitutions. Most orders ship the next business day. $99 is our everyday price at both 800-700-2184 and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and we put a high value on your privacy, and we never use high-pressure sales. Everything is packaged and shipped from our plant in Southern Oregon. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184, 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Thank you. Michaels is our guest, and he, of course, wrote a book, The Genie's Out of the Bottle. He's put out a new film detailing states' rights. He is also battling cancer right now. You heard him say that after he got shots of the hospital pushes on you when you're in there, that it almost killed him. Almost killed my mother, almost killed my uncle. My grandmother got polio 1 month after she took it. She's 90 years old right now, but has been on crutches since the 50s when my mother was 4 years old. Just everyone I know has been maimed by vaccines. They go, there's no side effects. Everything's fine. Larry Nichols will be with us 15 minutes in the next hour. And then we've got Wayne Madsen on huge Hillary Clinton news joining us. Evidence suggests Clinton ran a parallel outsourced State Department. That was the headline this morning. I changed it to evidence shows Clinton ran a parallel outsourced State Department. But regardless, there is a war between these two groups going on right now. Larry Nichols, tell folks how they get this new film, and that'll also support you and what you're doing, because you deserve support.
Alex, it's go to statesrights.video, states right, plural, statesrights, one word, statesrights.video. And I guess it'll be up here on your network. But now, guys, I'm telling you, the only way we're going to stop this is through states' rights. And some states got to move and got to move now. You asked an interesting question, Alex, before the break. Which is worse, Hillary or Obama? Let me tell you, we can stop Hillary. Obama pulls off separating us, we're dead. We're dead. Once they divide us up under the FEMA provisional, it's over, buddy. It's over. You know, Alex, I see every day, I got three people today told me they have turned off their television and all they watch is Alex Jones' program. So, buddy, whether you want it or not, you're in the firing line. And I'm sorry. I don't think it's a nice place to be right now. We're playing against some tough characters. Very tough. But you better believe Obama wants this country. Obama wants a unified Islam. And he's working every day to get it. And we're a caliphate. That's all we are to him. We are a caliphate. And you got to realize someday, excuse Ralph, someday, you know, you and I can sit in and tell people exactly what is involved in a FEMA provisional government. But basically what it is martial law. And you've been talking about these camps they've been putting up for years.
And now Hillary talks about fun camps for men, and the Army admits re-education centers. They even use the term re-education centers.
Well, the only re-education they're going to do is to eliminate people that still believe in America. So I ask everybody, do yourself a favor. There's a trailer. You can watch the trailer for the video, but please get it and pass it around. We've got to get, Alex, one state. One state has got to stand up. We've got to get one governor
to
stand
up. They think it's Texas. They think it's Texas, and that's why they've indicted the attorney general and want to indict Governor Abbott, the Democrats, right now.
You bet. Well, if it is, the problem Texas has got to be quite honest. They've got too many Mexicans. I don't know that you could get a majority of Americans in Mexico. I mean, in Texas. But...
Yeah, but,
I'll take any state.
But the illegals aren't all voting. Here's the thing. The illegals aren't all voting for the Democrats. And I don't think that the average Mexican wants to be a socialist. So,
well, at this point, Alex, you and I have got to say the craziest thing you and I will probably ever say in our lifetime. Between Hillary and Obama, we got to be for Hillary. With Hillary, we have time to save the country.
Hold on.
With Obama,
I hear this.
We don't.
I don't know. Caliphate's looking pretty good. I'm joking. I tell you, you talk about crazy. Yeah, boy, I tell you. Larry Nichols is our guest.